just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A half dozen House Committee chairmen, Democrats, have signed a letter to Attorney General William Barr demanding the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report by next Tuesday. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Barr's summary finding President Trump did not obstruct justice is not enough.
He has now done the job he applied for, which is attempt to exonerate Mr. Trump when Mr. Mueller said no exoneration was in order. That ought to deeply concern people.
Donald Trump Jr. tells Fox,
"We didn't do anything wrong."
The president says releasing the report wouldn't bother him at all. Attorney Michael Avenatti's free on bond, accused of trying to extort Nike with bad publicity, stealing a client's settlement money, and filing fake tax returns to get a bank loan.
I will be fully exonerated and justice will be done.
He represented the porn star Stormy Daniels in her case against President Trump. The federal charges are filed in New York and L.A. This is Fox News.
Attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels, the celebrity lawyer. Now with even more shady stuff. It doesn't get any more slimy than this. Or does it? The bank fraud. The wire fraud. The fraud fraud. Watch the feds nail him in an old-fashioned shakedown. Allegedly. Allegedly. Don't miss the Nike extortion. Between $15 and $25 million. And the federal prosecutors. Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti. Bring your court papers.
Morning show that brings out the rough rider in all of us, starring outlaws like Greg Budell and Jay Scott.
I get to liking someone, they ain't around long.
I notice when you get to disliking someone, they ain't around for long either.
Emily Hayes.
I say that big talk's worth doodly squat.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, and Rich Thomas.
Why, you gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie?
So shine up your spurs and saddle up. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
Get ready, little lady. Hell is coming to breakfast.
I brought a starter pistol. You like that idea?
Bad!
We try things here. It is Three Men and a Lady. Here's truly Greg Goodell.
Jay Scott.
That's Jay Scott.
Yay, fun.
That's Emily Hayes. And of course, the... Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Look for a much quieter day today after a very busy Monday. I stopped counting how many warnings there were.
severe thunderstorm watch and just a number of vicious storms. Some of you had some large hail, damaging winds, all of that is now out of here. So look for a cooler day, breezy, high temperature in the middle 60s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. An isolated shower is possible this afternoon and this evening. I have the rain chances relatively small. It'll be chilly tonight, overnight low 44, definitely jacket weather. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70. Cold tomorrow night, low 42. Thursday's high, a little warmer, 73. And how about upper 70s on Friday? How about, yes, Saturday's high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms back with us by Saturday night into Sunday. So here comes another storm system. Pollen count still very high right on through the rest of the week. And right now this morning, northwest winds at 6, 51 degrees, and scattered clouds at 6:09.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Jeff Blake will let us know if there's any accidents out there this morning. And hopefully not, but keep in the back of your mind, if you do have a mishap, we've got an answer, and that is our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. And they are very, not only reliable, they are very upstanding and meticulous about their work. And that's why people keep relying on them. Some people I know have been relying on them for more than 30 years. Oh, that would be me. Several vehicles have gone to Montgomery Paint and Body, and I love, first of all, nobody likes having a mishap or a boo-boo where either something you scraped up against or somebody hit you. But I love to see their work at Montgomery Paint and Body. And when they're surveying my car, I'm thinking, what is he seeing that I'm not seeing? Actually, they're looking for the hidden damage behind that panel or under that bumper or below the chassis. That's why the Turner family has been in the business for so many years, and that's why people keep relying on them. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready to go, it's going to be just like it came off the showroom floor. Give them a call, Montgomery Paint and Body, phone number 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane, and they will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
How about if I turn my own mic on? Usually, you're yelling at me because yours is off.
Well, I know why mine's turned off.
I had my head on my butt this morning. Pardon me. Coming up at the Cheap and Trashy, let's kind of tease the audience with some of the excitement that's just ahead. A scandalous, a shocking revelation from the Andy Griffith Show.
No.
Involving Opie.
Was Aunt B sleeping with Opie?
Oh. Well, no. Now that you mention it, golly, jeepers.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
I'm sorry. I've only had about 4 hours of sleep.
Whoa.
Some weird things are going to come out of my mouth.
It's going to be a good day.
Turns out Barney was.
That's even worse.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
No, you'll have to wait till the Cheap and Trashy. Okay. Oh, we don't like the conundrums this morning?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, one's an interesting fact, but I wouldn't do it as a conundrum.
Mm.
You know?
That's fine. We have other resources. That's why we would like to
eliminate. Well, you know, it's not my call. It's yours.
That's Emily's way of saying if we get a lousy rating on this show, it's the crappy content you gave us to work
with. That starts what?
Thursday.
Okay. Thank gosh we have that big promotion to support us going in.
Yeah, I know. Gave away those Steve Miller Band tickets. Oh, wait.
How was the show?
Jill called us. She enjoyed
loved it.
Oh.
Your wife went.
I don't talk to her. Well, that was the... She went and
I know by the time she was back, you were,
what a thoughtful husband.
You were out.
To send his wife and one of her friends to see Steve Miller. But she got home and went to sleep, and I was up.
You were already out. Yeah, you were already asleep by the time she got home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So,
and then she was out by when you got up to leave.
And then by the time I did see her the next day, because she went to work just before I got home from this show, so I don't think I've seen her in a week. She might be in a milk carton instead of a milk carton somewhere.
Jeez.
Crazy stuff.
Another disturbing thought. Forget about the Aunt B thing.
just the whole idea of Aunt B and her abundant bosom.
Oh, come on now. It's not even 6:15.
She's still eating her sloppy Joe.
How was that?
I mean,
getting more sloppy by the minute.
It was good until all this imagery started getting painted in my head.
You know, Opie loves sloppy Joes.
Well, you know, those...
Made by Aunt B.
That's like chili. No two come out exactly the same, and I was hoping that would be...
It was tasty.
You didn't like it. I can tell.
I really like your Sloppy Joe sauce.
Sloppy Opie.
Sloppy. Horrible. Michael McDonald's on TV.
That's not Michael McDonald.
What's he doing at CBS 8?
He's got such a long way to go.
Promoting his new album?
To make it to the border of Mexico.
What a fool believes.
This was interesting because yesterday during Random Facts, you mentioned why orange juice tastes so awful after we brush our teeth.
Yeah, and then it shows up in that one?
Yeah, look at that.
I'm on top of it. I know things before that knows things.
For those of you who missed it in Random Facts yesterday, there's an ingredient in toothpaste called sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS for short. And one of the side effects when it hits your tongue is it temporarily kills your ability to detect sweet things. So orange juice is particularly bitter if you remove all the sugar, and SLS will give you that particular reaction after you brush your teeth and down some OJ. So that's what that's all about. We will be doing another edition of Random Facts, and that will be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Today is Tuesday. It's the last day for the specials. And yesterday I printed the specials. Wait a minute, can this be them?
Yes, the specials.
Yes, it is. I do have them in front of me.
I'm just going to talk like that all day.
Like Michael McDonald?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza, $3.85. And by the way, that is a huge, huge pizza.
It is a big pizza.
So at $3.85.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Can you do sailing or something?
No. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll stop. He's just on the screen. I just
keep doing five pieces of Michael McDonald's songs later this morning.
Large tomatoes, which were served here yesterday morning with
big tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They were delicious.
And flavorful. 74 cents a pound through today. Sirloin tip roast, $2.84. You know, they had such great prices in the meat department this week that I could not find. They hadn't restocked Sunday morning, so...
Oh, no.
No steak and eggs this week. I couldn't find anything worthy.
It's okay. I mean...
You guys. Because it had been basically picked clean, and they hadn't had a chance to restock.
We understand that what we get is a privilege. It is a, you know, it is not a service. It is not something that we expect every day. It's just a privilege that we get. So it's not like we come in thinking, we didn't have steak and eggs this week. What's wrong? Why are you slipping?
Yeah, right.
We're not going to crack the whip on you.
Never complain.
Well, I mean, I also try to buy some...
I can't be angry, Michael McDonald. I don't know how that works.
I keep forgetting.
I'm not in love anymore. Bluebell ice cream, by the way, the big half gallon, $4.83. That is through today. Those are the specials. Everything else in the store is cost plus 10. You will save big at all three food out locations, Highway 14 and Postcard Like Honeymoon Evan Millbrook, Main Street in the preferred community east of Highway 31, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We have your local news, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 11 people were injured in 6 different shootings this past weekend. Police Chief Ernest Finley says the victims are all in stable condition. He tells us they've made some arrests with charges pending. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after the victim in a shooting from earlier this month died. Authorities say 35-year-old Xavier Smith died from his injuries last Friday. He was shot on March 9th in the 3400 block of McGee Road. No arrests have been made in this case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And retired General Ed Crowell has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. He says improving schools is one of his top priorities. Montgomery's municipal elections are August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning.
Good morning. I believe we're back.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
I hate this show.
It's not exactly the breakfast of champions.
It's hurtful and untrue.
Don't be so grouchy.
It's too early.
I need some coffee.
Must be time to start a new day.
It's showtime, baby.
You guys know who Elizabeth Holmes is or know about Elizabeth Holmes?
Sounds familiar.
Well, Gail's weekly commentary in 1 minute inside a woman's head is about her. I guess it's an HBO show. I don't get HBO. I'm clueless on this. I have no idea what this is about. We have a Star is Born birthday to celebrate later in the hour. That's pretty funny. And a brand new song.
From Michael McDonald?
Yes. Called Celebrity Shut Up. And what is the Gronk going to do now that he's retired from football? We have the exclusive on that in the Chip and Trash show.
Did you turn
well.
My headphones
down? Everybody's headphones went down.
My headphones
are... I can't hear anything.
Wait, turn the knob on the board.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, it's a little better.
Yep.
Mine is number four.
You're number four.
There's so many options.
There are a lot of options to turn our headsets up. There are the individual ones, then there's the master one for the individuals, and then there's the one on the board that turns everybody's up or down. So there's a lot of places.
All right, now this morning I came in and I sat down and I found a knob sitting here.
What is that?
Oh, it has to do
with... That looks
with,
like a knob from...
That's
a,
from... I heard the story. Joey told me the story. About an oven yesterday.
That looks like an oven knob.
Yeah.
We don't have ovens.
Brought
here.
It from home as a...
No.
Is it show
no.
and tell?
Yeah, as a prop, because we don't have an oven here.
No, he told the story. I'll try to remember the details, but... and it involved the fire department and...
what?
Fire department. And, yeah, I'll see if I can't resurrect. I was thinking of severe weather when Joey was telling me that all of this.
I'll leave it here.
It's Dan Morris. It's his ovens.
Oh,
thing. And
Dan was late Dan to Morris's the show knob. Yesterday.
Yeah, it's Dan Morris's knob.
Well, stop. Yeah, we don't need people leaving their knobs behind.
Well, maybe we can sell it and get some money. It's from Dan Morris's oven. Somebody's trying to pay big bucks for that.
It's got the spirit of Ronald Reagan. His
fingers.
Hand touched my hand
and touched
my hand.
You're so nice.
So you're saying, yes, the same hand.
That thing is laced with freedom.
The hand of the great Ronald Reagan. Look, it's getting political this morning.
It would have been a lot cooler if it was Michael McDonald's knob.
Mr. Gorbachev, don't touch that knob. All right, 6:22. The timeline for the 26th of March is coming. You know what tomorrow is? Not that I...
The 27th?
Hump Day!
It's Hump Day, and it's the 27th.
Yeah.
It's also... Do you guys ever pay attention to when it's your half birthday?
No.
Not even when I was a kid.
I know. It was never I'm 7 and a half years old.
No.
I do have a funny thing on February 8th, but that's another story for another day.
When you're a kid, now this is what happens in life. If you live really to be a really ripe old age, because when you're a little kid, you're five, then you're 5 and a half. And
right.
Because you want to be older than your actual right. age. And then you go through the denial period where you don't want anybody to know your age. And then you start to get real again as you get up there. And then, this is true, I'm 98 and a half.
Yeah.
Because...
How many months are you?
Do you still count halves?
How many months are you?
Remember they do that when you're young and they do
that's
16
right.
months. He's 14 months. No,
you know, I used to when Janelle was a baby. I used to be really good at guessing the ages of other babies because you kind of attract. You know, you live in that universe, yeah. And after they grow, you lose that. And I asked a woman. It was one of our listeners who was pushing a baby at the store and. So how old, about 15 months? No, six.
Oh.
6 months?
I certainly didn't mean it in an insulting way. The right. baby was... You just lose that ability to tell when you look.
I'm 480 months old.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are we doing that? No, there's like some medical reason why they still... Why they use months instead of years with kids.
I don't know exactly. You're 34.
Yeah, I am.
Don't,
okay.
For you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I think I'm like, I must be getting close to 1,000.
You're 408 months old.
Well, la-ti-da.
I don't exactly know the...
Right about the time you're 38 and a half, your vision starts to play tricks on you. The things that you used to be able to pick up and read, suddenly you're holding them further away. And then, wow, why can't we get better light bulbs in this house? I can't see what I'm looking at here. And what you're basically finding out is that as you get older, your vision starts to disappoint you. Now, some of those issues can be fixed with a simple LASIK procedure. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK is the place with the experience and the professional staff featuring, I almost should say starring, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, who live and work here and are two of the best and most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the country. But step one, for anybody interested, is to find out if your vision issue can be corrected with LASIK. That takes a call to 271-3804 and an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor. If they say, yes, LASIK will work for you, then there's no pressure to make an immediate decision. But if you could have your vision restored with one procedure, why not? And they also offer care credit for qualified customers if you want to spread the payments out. But the thing is, the cost of LASIK, especially given the adjusted for inflation part of it, has come down incredibly as time has passed, as the procedure itself has been improved and refined. So look into it. If I could get rid of my glasses and do away with all that, oh, God, what I would give to be able to read a book in bed without glasses, like I used to for many, many years. 271-3804, onlinemep.com for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK.
Good morning. This early in the morning, you've got a smooth ride. Montgomery Skywatch traffic doesn't see any problems for you on the roadways. The boulevard is rolling along just fine. There's stop and go at the traffic lights, but no big problems. There's no delays that we can see on I-65 or on I-85, and the 31s are all running smooth this morning. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime.
And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the 100th season just announced, and they're going to showcase the oldest rivalry. Kick off the season with the Packers and Bears. The classic rivalry at Chicago's Soldier Field. The NFL season is back in about 6 months.
At 6:31, we have the benchmarks in time. For March 26th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
85th day of the year, 280 days remain. That guy's piccolo needs to be, I don't know, it's just was a little off this morning.
Sharpened.
I don't know.
It's, how do you tune a piccolo?
How do you tune a fish? this is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Oh, is it every day a made-up holiday?
My gosh, there's so many of them. It's National Spinach Day. Do not care for spinach.
I love spinach.
Oh, I love spinach, too.
I'm like, remember when Bush banned broccoli from the White House?
Yes.
And for Air Force One, there was no broccoli allowed. Spinach. Now, spinach is okay, like on...
told you it was in a deep state.
Spinach is okay on, let's say, oysters Rockefeller. I'm okay with that.
I like spinach in a quiche. I like spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, I can do it in artichoke dip, too.
I like a...
But just spinach? Like
spinach in a salad.
How about an omelet? What if I were to bring you a...
Yeah. I'm a huge vegetable person.
I don't like it in a salad because you can't pierce it with your fork.
What kind of forky? A safety fork? Like safety scissors?
That's you, Rich.
Really, it's Purple Day. National Purple Day. What are you doing? How do you celebrate National Purple Day?
Play a little Prince songs?
Maybe. Didn't Michael McDonald do Purple Rain? Purple Rain.
Do it, Jay. I saw your mouth go like you were about to try.
Today is Live Long and Prosper Day, and that's because Leonard Nimoy was born on this date in 1931.
Fascinating.
Yeah, in Boston. It is fascinating. He died in 2015. His parents were Yiddish-speaking Jewish immigrants who escaped from Stalinist Russia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
1953 on this date, Dr. Jonas Salk, not one of the Jonas Brothers, but...
you have really had very little sleep, haven't you?
Oh, very little. He announced he successfully tested the polio vaccine, and boy, oh boy, well, that was a game changer.
Huge.
Now, our song of the day, and as you may have heard... Greg uses this as a show opener some mornings, and it really gets you going. A little jazz rock fusion going on here. Love the horns in this one. It's April 1971. Bill Chase and the band from Chicago. You ready to get it on in the morning time?
I need your loving.
Yeah.
I said I want your loving. I need you every minute of the day now. Girl, listen what I say. Get it on in the morning. When the moon shines bright, I said I want to when the time is right now. I need you all through the night now. They are feelings out of sight. Get it on in the morning now.
I think Kenny G does a ballad version of this.
I have a short clip of it right here.
Oh, God, yeah. I love how Woody brings to that song. 47 years ago, 1972, David Bowie wrote a song for Mott the Hoople to help them prevent the band from breaking up. The song was All the Young Dudes. Hey, dudes!
I think he wrote a second song, too. Was it Suffragette City that he wrote and they didn't record?
I don't know, but his version of Suffragette City from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
I don't know that it was Suffragette. He did write them another song that they declined, and then he's like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, it wasn't Suffragette. I'll figure it out.
So, on this date in 77, Hall & Oates, number one with She's a Rich Girl. 1979, the Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement is signed. Happened at the White House with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin.
Begin.
37 years ago in 82, groundbreaking ceremonies took place in Washington for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It was not a popular thing when it first went up. In fact, Vietnam vets were a little taken back. They didn't know what to think. But now, it is revered. It is revered, and it's amazing if you ever seen it.
I watched something about
this. It's just amazing.
That was the one that there was a design contest for. Right.
Right? The Korean designer, I forget her name, also designed the Civil Rights Memorial here in Montgomery.
Mm.
1988, Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, number one. That was one of his better songs, I thought.
Yes, I would say that was his best.
29 years ago in 1990, Jessica Tandy won Best Actress for Driving Miss Daisy. entertaining movie. 1997, oh, geez. Following an anonymous tip, police enter a Rancho Santa Fe home, a mansion in the suburb of San Diego, discover 39 victims of a mass suicide, the Heaven's Gate cult. 19 years ago in 2000, the 72nd Academy Awards, hosted by Billy Crystal, American Beauty, won Best Picture. In fact, Kevin Spacey also won the Lead Actor Award for that. Kevin Spacey's career is over. Capital O. 26th of March, this today, Jan Barry of Jan and Dean died at the age of 62. He was in poor health since he was in that 1966 car crash. He was just never recovered. 7 years ago in 2012, James Cameron conducted the first manned exploration of the deepest point in Earth, the Challenger Deep, at the southern end of the Mariana Trench. Yeah, we've always been that low before, right? Mm. It's 36,000 feet deep, almost 7 miles. Mount Everest is 5.5 miles tall, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here. Birthdays! Kenny Chesney is 51. Michael Imperioli is 53. That's Christopher, Tony's nephew on The Sopranos.
Remember the episode when Tony snuffed him out by holding his big nose?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, that was...
He's a good actor, the guy that played Christopher. Lisa Gibbons is 62 today. Martin Short is 69. Vicki Lawrence is 70. Now, I think about her, I think about The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, her only hit song, but a lot of people remember her from Carol Burnett Show. Steven Tyler is 71. Diana Ross of the Supremes is 75 today.
Oh.
Wish she was a nicer person.
Well, I was just thinking that.
She's a great singer. Bob Woodward is 76. The guy, one of the reporters, took down Nixon. James Caan is 79. Nancy Pelosi, did you get her card? She's 79.
79
today.
Most of her, anyway. The face is probably much younger.
Alan Arkin is 85, and Sandra Day O'Connor is 89. We're 2 days away from MLB opening day, 25 days till Easter, 47 days till Mother's Day, and Christmas. Just 224 days away. I don't know how many eves that is, but it's a lot of eves. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. All right, we'll be going straight to TV here.
Yeah, it was Suffragette City.
I love that album.
It was Suffragette City.
Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. 1973, I was a junior in high school.
If you want to become your boss's favorite employee, that's what we're going to be discussing.
Brighten your morning. Looking time, energize Mr. Peters. Your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:39 on this Tuesday morning. If you want to be your boss's favorite employee, don't just suck up to them. It's too transparent and obvious.
Well, here are four subtle ways to stand out. The first one is manage up. If you've never heard this term, it's all about managing the people above you and finding ways to help them succeed. Number two is say thanks more often, even when they say something that you did was wrong.
Okay.
Number three, get to work early. People who show up early tend to be seen as more competent. Number four, solve problems on your own. Show some initiative and only bring stuff to your boss if you really can't figure out how to solve the problem.
Well, with all those tips, do we really need to bring in 3 minutes of Lady O'Brien? 93.1.
Dang.
We're gonna get their input anyway. Good morning, guys.
Nah, we're good.
There's
one rule here that I was told.
What's that?
And it was to stay off.
A rule, that's when somebody makes a law or imposes a specific guideline.
But no, the buttery one said, stay off my radar. Just stay off my radar and you'll be fine. And my God, if that's not the truth.
If you look at the wall outside our boss's office, one corner of it is completely rounded. Because in order to not be seen, you literally have to walk with your back against that wall so he can't see you
like
from his desk.
Just slip out the door.
So you got people, doing carefully turning the corner.
Yeah.
There was about a week I had to do that a year or so ago because I was trying to avoid it.
But no, stay off the boss's radar. That's a good thing.
I think I'm in pretty good standing with her. I wouldn't say I'm his favorite.
How many times has Rick hired you over the years?
Well, here's the thing.
Going back to South Florida?
It's true. In May, he and I will know each other 40 years.
Is that right? And he hired you how many times?
This is my fourth job.
Okay.
And for the most part, the one time he fired me was because I got hit by a car.
Oh.
And it's not because he wasn't...
Oh, wow.
Well, no, it's true.
You're fired.
I was really, really messed up. I had my arm strapped to my side with leather for a month.
Way to hit a man when he's down.
Yeah, right.
Well, no. I mean, I just, it took me forever to recover from that. And they had a lot of stuff. Yeah. They needed to make a move.
Yeah, yeah.
So I certainly hope I'm getting a lot of sympathy out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not here. I rarely see any.
Hey, we show up to work early, huh?
Yeah, right? We sure do. Yep.
Is he here to notice?
I don't think that our hours are what this
no.
study means.
Yeah.
What they had in mind for early.
What is manage up? What is that all about? Manage up.
It sounds like to be a good support staff for the people in roles above you. That's what it sounded like when y'all described it to me.
Yeah, on the surface level, it sounds bad. Uh-huh. But I think when you read the definition, it's saying to really just, like, help the people above you. But just manage up, that sounds like I'm trying to tell my boss what
I thought that's supposed to be...
Why would you go over well,
that?
Yeah.
I thought that's supposed to be man up. No, maybe not.
That's what I thought when I heard it. It was like,
auto-correct just
be
got
tough.
It.
Yeah, I think it's kind of inferring here, but it's always good to... ask the boss for advice on ideas you have for work. I've always found that I've worked for a lot of pretty good people in radio, and they like to have their brains picked. They like to be acknowledged as having a level of expertise. That's one way you can ingratiate yourself.
And tell the boss when he's wrong?
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Just tell him you're completely wrong on this, and, Not a good idea. General,
you don't have to worry about sneaking past his office if you do that.
You see, here's the thing.
He'll be gone.
But here's the big change. We become pet friendly. And he's got the three cutest French bulldogs on the planet in there. So I stop by every afternoon before my afternoon show to give them treats and sit and talk. And it's been great. I no longer walk the wall like I used to. Stay off the radar. I go in and the dogs are...
Do you talk to your boss or to his pets?
Well, I...
It's about 70,
certainly make him
30.
Feel like he's a big reason for my being in there, but, you know.
That's just where the dogs are.
Yeah,
and
Huxley and...
And this dog.
I used to have a teacher who had a rule about coming to her with questions, and it was always ask three before me. And I'm wondering, are you able to utilize that with the dogs? So just talk to them before you get to the boss, and then after you're done talking, by the time you talk it out with them, you don't even need his advice.
There's one dog snoring right over here beside my
chair. No reflection right on the show, by the way.
No, none whatsoever.
I told my daughter that. My daughter once insisted a teacher didn't like her. I said, you know, your teacher's not in it for the money. Show her you care about your grade by asking questions after class. Mm-hmm. I need your help.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a good idea for the youths that are watching this show to learn and prepare for life.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome,
there
son.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid answers.
Right? We're going to end on that wise advice right there.
Exactly. Okay.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow
morning.
Have
a good day.
All right, that was... Well, I forgot to mention Cooper and Louie, though.
Yeah, you only mentioned Huxley, and technically that's not his dog.
I know. I'll get the
It's mine. I'm just kidding.
I'll get a text. If I get a text at 8:55 that says, wait for me to get there, I'm rolling. I'm in deep doo-doo. I've sent them some great stuff for future TV hits, so we'll see. See what you... Because I send days and days worth of stuff.
Right.
Depends on what they pick.
Right.
At 6:45.
You see where Chris is at it. Riverwalk. You know what's going on at the Riverwalk tonight.
Capital City Classic. You don't know what it's like.
And Mike McDonald's singing out there tonight.
Maybe he's doing the national anthem.
He's doing the national anthem.
6:45.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Now you got me thinking, Ride Like the Wind. That's not his. That's Christopher
Cross.
Ride Like the Wind wouldn't have been.
It just sounds like a Michael McDonald song, doesn't it?
It may as well have called it Sit Enough Art if Michael McDonald is not in that record.
Christopher Cross would be something like...
Take me away.
Capital City Classic.
No, I'm trying to do the Arthur theme now.
Baseball.
Breezy cooler today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. North winds at 10 to 15 adds a little bite to the air. Isolated afternoon or evening shower possible. Game time temperature at the Max Capital City Classic 63, falling to the upper 50s by the end of that game. So bring a jacket. Chilly tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, sunshine. High in the upper 60s, maybe up to around 70, perhaps. Cold tomorrow night, low 42. Little warmer, 73 Thursday, 78 Friday. Nice days. Then Saturday, up around 80, showers and thunderstorms by Saturday night. Right now, scattered clouds, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 51 as we ride like the wind here on 646.
See, Christopher Cross always sounded like he was singing to you from a car that was passing by.
Yeah.
Most boring concert I ever went to.
You went to, a Christopher Cross
life.
Concert?
It was free tickets.
Oh, okay.
I was a music director at the time. He just stands there and sings his thing, takes me away to where I'm going.
Oh, that was a fun song to pick up the tempo on a morning show when it was popular, too.
Oh, boy. Jingle into that, baby.
It makes an appearance on one of our 8 stations.
But there was a brief time in the early 80s where Michael McDonald was singing background vocals on every song. So we found a guy who imitated him really well.
Oh, yeah?
And we took all of the songs we were playing and redubbed him with him doing background vocals. It was pretty funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We had him doing Michael McDonald News.
Two people shot him.
The death toll. All right, so 6:48. Mrs. Ritterbuttle did not need a big old jet airliner to go to that Steve Miller concert. She went in her... new, or certainly looks brand new. It was a Jack Ingram's signature used 2017 Corolla, her new vehicle. And we did a really neat swap. We traded in two, got two more, and managed to do that. That Tip Tames man is a magician with the dollars. For a nominal increase in what we were paying on one car previously, we got two now. We wanted to upgrade. Show you certainly earned it, honors roll and so forth. And, you know, Tip, this is the one guy who sells cars. When he says, I've got the perfect vehicle for you, listen to what he's saying, because he really does. In this case, it was a Subaru Outback that had the newest interior I've ever seen on a car that's more than a year old. Just unbelievable. See Tip of the team at 235 Northeastern Bypass or browse online. There's some great value. Some under 5,000 at jackingram.com. Traffic, and then we're back with today's Cheap and Trash.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look around the river region, and things are looking pretty good for this time of the morning. Starting to see a little traffic build up on the boulevard, but you don't have any problems there. The interstates are running along smooth. We don't see any trouble on 65 or on I-85. And the ride in from Wetumpka and Prattville is a hassle-free ride this time of the morning. Remember, school buses are out picking up kids. Let's be careful in school zones. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They open up their trap when there's controversy. They always get blown back. I said, shut up, celebrities. You gotta think before you tweet. I said, shut up, celebrities. Barbra Streisand just ain't right. And Bette Midler, please keep your mouth shut tight. Liam Neeson, just keep it inside. Oh, that was so unnecessary, so unnecessary. And Roseanne Barr, all wiped out on Ambien, should have just locked her phone. They got a real hot take, then they start backtracking. They make a big mistake. We say, shut up, celebrities. I feel bad for their PR team. I said,
it is 6:52.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy. I bet you the scandal involving Opie. All these years you've watched the Andy Griffith Show, did you know that he dreaded scenes where we had to eat ice cream?
Why?
Because it wasn't ice cream.
It was mashed potatoes.
It was so hot in those studios that the ice cream would not stand up to the heat. Right. So poor Opie had to pretend he was having a yummy, delicious mashed potato sundae.
Oh.
I did not know that.
I knew that they had I knew they used mashed potatoes as ice cream for commercial shoots.
Yeah, and the stuff they do to cooked meat that to make it look appealing on TV... You don't eat it.
No, and you know how y'all were talking about
stuff.
Pancakes yesterday? You ever noticed that when they pour syrup on pancakes in commercials, it just flows over right nicely instead of sucking it in? It's motor oil. Mind blown.
Yeah, there's probably a long list online of substitutions like that.
Yeah, and the burgers they put on fast food commercials on TV, they look so appealing, but they shine like that for a reason. They're treated.
Like, Justin Bieber sleeps in a hyperbaric therapy tube.
I read that.
Who does that remind you of?
Michael Jackson did that.
Well, he was in
real
a chamber.
Problems. Justin's going through some issues.
He is, he is battling some mental health issues. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy has been approved for PTSD sufferers.
Gosh almighty.
What PTSD event did he have in his life? That it doesn't say.
When he was in Vietnam.
Later on, I will read a list of celebrity names that have had insects named after them. Here's a shocker.
Heard the wrong word.
Rosie O'Donnell admits that she had a crush on Elizabeth Hasselbeck when they worked on The View together.
Whoa, that's worse than the Aunt Bee thing.
Rosie suggests that Elizabeth might have been at least a little gay, quote unquote.
At least a little gay.
Because she played softball in college.
What?
Yeah.
That's the reason.
A straight person made a comment like that, well, she's got to be at least a little gay because she played softball
that
in
would
college.
Be...
They'd be up my butt.
Oh, my God, yes. That's
but I guess,
incorrect.
That'd
be kind of gay, too.
A little.
There is one perfect March Madness bracket through 48 games.
And it's Michael McDonald's.
But he's got such a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet 16, Thursday. We don't know the name of the individual. Later on, we'll find out, you know, that billion-dollar lotto ticket that was not redeemed and the expiration was closing in? We found out why that individual, still don't know the name, but why it remained lost for so long. That's coming up in Stupid News.
Oh, okay.
Avengers Endgame, over 3 hours long.
3 hours and 2 minutes, I think, is what the runtime is.
I get antsy after 90 minutes. A two-hour movie, I start squirming.
Yeah. That's what you want to watch at home.
I'm perfectly fine with 3 hours of that. Because it's a part two, basically. So you combine it with the first one, and you're talking 3, 4, 5 and a half. You're talking like a 5.5 hour, like, full sit-through of part one and part two.
That's a lot of commitment.
That's fantastic. It's like a bunch of comic book stuff. That's great.
Yesterday, the guy that CNN touted as presidential timber... Michael Avenatti arrested on a long list of federal charges, including extortion, trying to extort $20 million from Nike.
He's got a wonderful future ahead of him.
Yep. And this is just the start for him. He's facing other situations that could also bring legal charges.
I didn't like him already.
No. I don't know how anybody could. He was just, I know lawyers. Chad used to say he's the guy that makes the rest of us get the lawyer jokes.
Right.
Like, for example, what's black and brown and looks good on a lawyer? A Doberman pincher.
Oh! No.
There's some
with all due
ones.
Apologies to the many lawyers we love and listen to this show, I didn't make that joke up.
I'll tell you one off mic.
Rich told it to me earlier.
No, I did not. And the one I'm thinking of, I'm not going to tell on the radio.
Oh. And now Sarah Silverman, she's upset because Hulu has dumped her I Love You America show. There's a... that goes into a realm, a topic that we will probably discuss this afternoon.
Yes.
And we will host... as our guest at 3:35, our buddy David Blackman.
I saw the parade of people in and out of the studio yesterday while I was doing severe weather. You have a busy afternoon show. There were people coming in and out. I don't know what was going on.
Yesterday, first of all, yesterday was huge. I don't think I've ever seen a news day like yesterday. And depending on, you know, what your point of view is on certain things, it was a good day or a very bad day for you yesterday. Steven Tyler is our Star is Born feature coming up in just a couple of minutes. For roofing issues, boy, I'll tell you, watching those storms roll in last night, by the time I got to Northeast Montgomery after the show, there was this thing over our house that looked really scary. Yeah. And it was like rolling and low, and the lightning was...
There were some vicious storms.
Quite ferocious, but most of that stayed well enough. We had a third of an inch of rain. But anytime there's rain or just high winds, that could be the event that separates a shingle or two in your roof, or perhaps wears the mortar out where water can get in. Most of the time, if you walk in a room and you see a stain in the ceiling, it's nothing more than that. Water getting pushed through by high winds, or your house as it settles, these little cracks develop. So before you panic, call Jones Brothers, because for seven decades, they have been the trusted source for analysis and a quick fix to problems like water that gets in. And in fact, most of the time, that's exactly all it is. But you want to know, you, nobody stays in a business like roofing for seven decades plus unless they're doing right by people. And Jones Brothers does. They're